Hello, friends. Bryson here again with Bryson Reads. Tonight I'm going to be reading a couple poems from The Sun and Her Flowers by Rupi Kaur. Hopefully I'm saying that name right. So we're just going to start at the top. This is from the chapter called Wilting. And if you'd like to follow along and you have the book, I'm on page 13. On the last day of love, my heart cracked inside my body. I spent the entire night casting spells to bring you back. I reached for the last bouquet of flowers you gave me, now wilting in their vase, one by one. I popped their heads off and ate them. I stuffed a towel at the foot of every door. Leave, I told the air. I have no use for you. I drew every curtain in the house. Go, I told the light. No one is coming in, and no one is going out. Cemetery. You left, and I wanted you still. Yet I deserved someone who was willing to stay. I spend days in bed, debilitated by loss. I attempt to cry you back, but the water is done, and still you have not returned. I pinch my belly till it bleeds, have lost count of the days. Sun becomes moon, and moon becomes sun, and I become ghost. A dozen different thoughts tear through my each second. You must be on your way. Perhaps it's best if you're not. I am okay. No. I am angry. Yes. I hate you. Maybe. I can't move on. I will. I forgive you. I want to rip my hair out over and over and over again till my mind exhausts itself into a silence. Yesterday, the rain tried to imitate my hands by running down your body. I ripped the sky apart for allowing it. Jealousy. In order to fall asleep, I have to imagine your body crooked behind mine, spoon ladled into spoon, till I can hear your breath. I have to recite your name till you answer and we have a conversation. Only then can my mind drift off to sleep. It isn't what we left behind that breaks me. It's what we could have built had we stayed. I can still see our construction hats lying exactly where we left them. Pylons unsure of what to guard. Bulldozers gazing out for our return. The planks of wood stiff in their boxes. Yearning to be nailed up, but neither of us goes back. To tell them it's over, in time. The bricks will grow tired of waiting and crumble. The cranes will droop their necks in sorrow. The shovels will rust. Do you think flowers will grow here? When you and I are off, building something new with someone else. The construction site of our future. I live for that first second in the morning, when I am still half conscious. I hear the hummingbirds outside, flirting with the flowers. I hear the flowers giggling, and the bees growing jealous. When I turn over to wake you, it starts all over again. The panting, the wailing, the shock of realizing that you've left the first mornings without you. The hummingbirds tell me you've changed your hair. I tell them I don't care, while listening to them describe every detail. Hunger. I envy the winds who still witness you. I could be anything in the world, but I wanted to be his. I tried to leave many times, but as soon as I got away, my lungs buckled under the pressure, panting for air, I'd return. Perhaps this is why I let you skin me to the bone. Something was better than nothing. Having you touch me, even if it was not kind, was better than not having your hands at all. I could take the abuse. I could not take the absence. I knew I was beating a dead thing, but did it matter? If the thing was dead, when at the very least I had it. You break women in like shoes. Loving you was breathing, but that breath disappearing before it filled my lungs when it goes too soon. What love looks like. What does love look like? The therapist asks. 1 week after the breakup, and I am not sure how to answer her question, except for the fact that I thought love looked so much like you. That's when it hit me, and I realized how naive I had been. To place an idea so beautiful on the image of a person, as if anybody on the entire earth could encompass all love represented. As if this emotion 7 billion people tremble for would look like a 5'11", medium-sized brown-skinned guy who likes eating frozen pizza for breakfast. What does love look like? The therapist asks again, this time interrupting my thoughts mid-sentence, and at this point, I'm about to get up and walk right out the door. Except I paid far too much money for this hour. So instead, I take a piercing look at her, the way you look at someone when you're about to hand it to them, lips pursed, tightly preparing to launch into conversation, eyes digging deeply into theirs, searching for all the weak spots they have hidden somewhere, hair being tucked behind the ears, as if you have to physically prepare them for a conversation on the philosophies, or rather disappointments, of what love looks like. Well, I tell her, I don't think love is him anymore. If love was him, he would be here, wouldn't he? If he was the one for me, wouldn't he be the one sitting across from me? If love was him, it would have been simple. I don't think love is him anymore, I repeat. I think love never was. I think I just wanted something, was ready to give myself to something I believe was bigger than myself. And when I saw someone who could probably fit the part, I made it very much my intention to make him my counterpart. And I lost myself to him. He took and he took, wrapped me in the word special, until I was so convinced he had eyes only to see me, hands only to feel me, and body only to be with me. Oh, how he emptied me. How does that make you feel? Interrupts the therapist. Well, I said, it kind of makes me feel like shit. Maybe we're all looking at it wrong. We think it's something to search for out there. Something meant to crash into us on our way to the elevator. Or slip into our chair at a cafe somewhere. Appear at the end of an aisle at the bookstore. Looking the right amount of sexy and intellectual. But I think love starts here. Everything else is just desire and projection. Of all our wants, needs, and fantasies. But those externalities could never work out. If we didn't turn inward and learn how to love ourselves in order to love other people. Love does not look like a person. Love is our actions. Love is giving all we can, even if it's just the bigger slice of cake. Love is understanding. We have the power to hurt one another, but we are going to do everything in our power to make sure we don't. Love is figuring out all the kind sweetness we deserve, and when someone shows up, saying they will provide it as you do. But their actions seem to break you, rather than build you. Love is knowing whom to choose. What does love look like? You cannot walk in and out of me, like a revolving door. I have too many miracles happening inside of me to be your convenient option, not your hobby. You took the sun with you when you left. I remained committed long after you were gone. I could not lift my eyes to meet eyes with someone else. Looking felt like betrayal. What excuse would I have when you came back and asked where my hands had been? Loyal. When you plunged the knife into me, you also began bleeding. My wound became your wound. Didn't you know? Love is a double-edged knife. You will suffer the way you make me suffer. I think my body knew you would not stay. I long for you, but you long for someone else. I deny the one who wants me, because I want someone else. The human condition. I wonder if I am beautiful enough for you, or if I am beautiful at all. I change what I am wearing 5 times before I see you, wondering which pair of jeans will make my body more tempting to undress. Tell me, is there anything I can do to make you think? Her. She is so striking. She makes my body forget it has knees. Write it in a letter and address it to all the insecure parts of me. Your voice alone drives me to tears. Yours telling me I am beautiful. Yours telling me I am enough. You're everywhere, except right here, and it hurts. Show me a picture. I want to see the face of the woman who made you forget the one you had at home. What day was it, and what excuse did you feed me? I used to thank the universe for bringing you to me. Did you enter her right as I asked the Almighty to grant you all you wanted? Did you find it in her? Did you come crawling out of her with what you couldn't in me? What draws you to her? Tell me what you like so I can practice. Your absence is a missing limb. Questions. There is a list of questions I want to ask but never will. There is a list of questions I go through in my head. Every time I'm alone and my mind can't stop itself from searching for you. There is a list of questions I want to ask. So if you're listening somewhere, here I am asking them. What do you think happens to the love that's left behind when two lovers leave? How blue do you think it gets before it passes away? Does it pass away, or does it still exist somewhere, waiting for us to come back when we lied to ourselves by calling it unconditional and left? Which one of us is hurt more? I shattered into a million little pieces, and those pieces shattered into a million more, crumbled into dust till there was nothing left of me but the silence. Tell me how to love. How did the grieving feel for you? How did the mourning hurt? How did you peel your eyes open after every blink, knowing I'd never be there staring back? It must be hard to live with what ifs. There must always be this constant dull aching in the pit of your stomach. Trust me, I feel it too. How in the world did we get here? How did we live through it? And how are we still living? How many months did it take before you stopped thinking of me? Or are you still thinking of me? 'Cause if you are, then maybe I am too. Thinking of you, thinking of me, with me, in me, around me, everywhere. You and me and us. Do you still touch yourself to the thoughts of me? Do you still imagine my naked, naked, tiny, tiny body pressed into yours? Do you still imagine the curve of my spine and how you wanted to rip it out of me? 'Cause the way I dipped into my perfectly rounded bottom drove you crazy. Baby, sugar baby, sweet baby. Ever since we left, how many times did you pretend it was my hand stroking you? How many times did you search for me in your fantasies and end up crying instead of coming? Don't you lie to me. I can tell when you're lying, 'cause there's always that little bit of arrogance in your response. Are you angry with me? Are you okay? And would you tell me if you were not? And if we ever see each other again, do you think you'd reach out and hold me like you said you would the last time we spoke? And you talked of the next time we would, or do you think we'd just look, shake in our skin as we pine to absorb as much as we can of each other? 'Cause by this time we've probably got someone else waiting at home. We were good together, weren't we? And is it wrong that I'm asking you these questions? Tell me, love, that you have been looking for these answers to. All right, friends, we are stopping at page 48. Once again, that's The Sun and Her Flowers by Rupi Kaur. Apologize if I'm saying the name wrong. I will be speaking with you tomorrow evening, after a busy Thanksgiving dinner at work. Signing off, this is Bryson with Bryson Reads, and thank you for your time. Oh, and any suggestions, leave a comment somewhere. I am not too sure of where to leave the comment. I'm sure I will get one if I have enough listeners. Thank you very much. Bye.